Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I invite you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at the first four verses of Romans chapter 8 this morning. But the Apostle Paul was inspired by the Lord our God to write in Romans chapter 7 about an inward struggle that he had. He called it a war that happens inside a believer, not a man or a woman of the world, not a man or a woman who has no heart for Christ, does not bow to Christ. That person is at peace in himself or in herself. But it's different for a believer. It's different. There is an inward struggle that takes place. And the reason that struggle takes place is because there's two natures in there. There's an old one, and there's a new one. Every human being that's born into this world has that old nature, the one that we are born with. The flesh, the will, the desire, the heart of the flesh. And when that's the only nature inside a person, then that person is at peace with that old nature. But every elected child of God, every sinner that God chose to save, God puts a new nature in that sinner. He creates a new man. And that new man is Christ. Now, the nature of the old man, this nature of flesh, I'm going to have it with me until the day that I die. This war is going to continue, this inward struggle, it's going to continue until the day that I die. Sin does not go away inside the flesh of a sinner. And it's not going to go away until that sinner dies, until he leaves this world. But this new nature that God has given, this new man, that new man is who I'm going to be for the rest of eternity. I began this life with an old nature, an old man. And then God had mercy on me. And God put a new man in me, which is Christ. And now that war and struggle is going to take place until I drop this body of flesh. And as soon as that happens, that old man is going to go away forever, and I'm going to be in the new man, which is Christ. I'm going to be in the new man for the rest of eternity, at peace again. No more war, no more struggle. This old man is the only one that I can see right now. And that's why I'm always so sad and disappointed with myself. It's because the only nature, the only man I can see is the old one, the flesh. And Paul told us in chapter 7, Romans chapter 7, verse 15, it says, "For that which I do, I allow not." That means I know not. I don't know why I do it. That's just being honest, isn't it? Paul is just being honest with them, and I'm just being honest with you. The things that I do, I don't know why I do them. He goes on to say, "For what I would, the things I wish I did, the way I wish I acted, the thoughts I wish I had," he says in verse 15, I don't. "What I would, that I do not. But what I hate, the thoughts that go through my mind that I hate, I think, why am I thinking this? my attitude, my heart, everything about me that I hate, that's what I do. I'm in bondage to it. But verse 17, he says, "Now then, it is no more I that do it." What does he mean by that? He means it's not this new man. He's talking about this war, this struggle. He said, it's not the new man. It's not the new me. He says in verse 17, "But sin that dwelleth in me," it's the old man. It's the old sinful flesh that's doing it. Verse 18, he says, "For I know that in me," that is in my flesh, "dwelleth no good thing." Do you know that? I know that. I know that. I can say that with Paul. "I know that in me," that is in my flesh, "dwelleth no good thing." There is nothing good in me. "For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." I desire more than anything in this life to be more like Christ, to do what's good, to do what's right. I just don't know how to make myself do it. Because this old man, this old sinful flesh, as I see it in this world, he seems to be winning the war. The good news of the gospel is he's not going to win. Christ has won the battle. Verse 22 right here in Romans chapter 7 says, "For I delight in the law of God," after the inward man, after this new man. "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Romans chapter 7 was the bad news of the old man, the reality of the old man. But chapter 8 is the reality of the new man. It's the good news of the new man. We've been made, every elected child of God has been made to be a new creature. The new man that Christ has made is a brand new creature, and it's good news. It is such good news. It's called the gospel. Now, gospel means good news. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, listen to this. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." That is the simplest, clearest declaration of the gospel that I know. I don't know of a clearer declaration of the gospel. If a person wants to know, really, what is the gospel? We're supposed to be going to church to hear the gospel. What is the gospel? Well, listen to this. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." Sweetest words, greatest news a sinner could ever hear. What does this Bible say? What do the Scriptures teach us? You know, people will say, "Well, I know what the Bible says." Really? What does it say? What do the Scriptures teach us? Well, here's what it says. If a person is outside of Jesus Christ, then that person can expect condemnation. Expect it. Go to meet God expecting it. This Bible says, outside of Christ, every single man and woman is condemned. And the reason they're condemned is because they've sinned against God. You and I have sinned against God, and we know that. We know that. Most people know they've sinned. Everybody knows they've sinned. Some are just not willing to admit it. But most everybody knows they've sinned. Very few actually know that they are condemned. They know they've sinned, but they have no idea that they're condemned. It breaks my heart. I am trying to speak this morning from my heart, and it breaks my heart to see so many people assume. It breaks my heart to see so many people assume that they're going to go to heaven. This is the whole reason I have a radio program. It's because so many people, so many men and women, assume that they're in God's favor. They assume it. Have you ever been to a funeral where the loved ones who have come to pay their respect, where the loved ones all gather around and they say, well, he went to hell. He was not in God's favor. Have you ever heard that at a funeral? The answer is no. The whole world assumes that they're right with God. This Bible says the world is blind. It says the world is deaf. It says this world is spiritually dead. And this Bible says outside of Jesus Christ, this world is condemned. I don't want to assume. I cannot afford to assume. Ask yourself this question. I ask myself this question. Do you assume? Do you assume? Do you? Do you assume that you're in Christ? Do you? I want you to know something. Being in church is not being in Christ. Well, I go to church, so yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm in Christ. Do you assume? That's assuming. Being in good morality is not being in Christ. Well, I try to do the best I can. I try to be the best person I can be. I try to, you know, give to charity and help those in need. And so I'm sure that I'm in Christ. That's assuming. That's assuming. Lots of good moral people are condemned. Over in Matthew chapter 7, our Lord said, many are going to say to me, Lord, Lord, we've prophesied in your name. We were preachers. And I know I tell you this all the time on the radio, but it's so true. They say, we cast out devils in your names. We did many wonderful things. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Condemned. Many church-going people are condemned. Do you assume that there's no condemnation for you? Sinners who assume don't ask. They don't ask that question. They don't ask God. Sinners who assume, they don't seek. They don't seek Christ. They don't seek His mercy. Sinners who assume, they don't knock. They don't knock on the door. There's one way to enter into eternal life. Christ said, I am the door. Sinners who assume, they don't pound on that door, begging God, please. Oh, please. Please have mercy on me. Please put me in Christ. Please. They don't feel they need to. And it honestly breaks my heart to know that they're going to go meet God. And they're going to find out that they did not receive. They didn't ask. They're going to find out that they did not find. They didn't seek. They're going to find out that the door is not going to be opened unto them. they didn't knock. Are you saying that my salvation is dependent on whether or not I ask, seek, and knock? No, I am not. No, I am not. No. What I'm saying is, every sinner whom God saves, God will reveal to that sinner his need to. And that sinner won't assume. He will obey the commandment of Christ. And he'll spend the rest of his days on earth asking, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Lord, I have got to be found in you. Lord, I want to be near you. Would you draw me unto you, please? I want to be in your presence, Lord. I want to be in your kingdom, Lord. Would you please put me in Christ and put me in his blood? Because Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There are two things that every believer wants more than anything else. Money's great. That's great. Jobs are great. Houses are great. But ultimately, they don't mean anything. And they will never, ever satisfy the heart of a believer. There are two things that every believer craves more than anything else. He wants to be delivered from his own personal sin. The guilt of it. Oh, the guilt of it. Do you feel guilt over the sin you've committed? The curse of it. He wants to be delivered from the curse. I have done things that I cannot undo. You have done things that you cannot undo. I want to be delivered from the curse of it. We need to be delivered so we can live with Christ. A believer wants to be delivered from his own personal sin, and he wants to be delivered from his own personal sins, the temptation of them right now, the power of them right now, the doing of them right now. I wish I could stop. Oh, I wish I could stop. I wish I could live in the Holy Spirit of God. That's what Paul was talking about in Romans 7, that struggle, that inward war that's taking place. I wish I could be delivered from my sin and from my sins. Union with Jesus Christ does both. Union with Christ does both. Now, until we leave this earth, sin is going to remain in us. But listen to this, dear sinner. If you need help, if you need mercy, if you're looking for mercy, union with Christ will free a man from his sin. And this sin is going to remain in us until the day we leave this earth, but it cannot condemn us because we're in Christ. It cannot condemn us. It's there, we feel it, but if we're in Christ, if we're begging to be put in Christ, our Lord said, if you ask, you'll receive. He said, if you knock, it'll be opened. And the reason is because if you ask, then you already have received. He's put life in you. If you knock, the door has already been opened. He's caused you to knock. He's drawn you. No man can come except the Father draw him. God gets the glory for all things, all of this. Turn with me over to Galatians chapter 3. If you have your Bible opened with me, go to Galatians chapter 3 and look at verse 13. It says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means when he says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us? You know what that means? I want to show you a mystery. Turn with me over to 1 John chapter 3. This is a mystery. This is a mystery, but it's so. It's true because God said so. He wrote it in His holy word. The God who cannot lie. Now listen to this. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 says, Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. What that means is, whoever breaks the law is a sinner. We've got a law of this land. We've got a speed limit posted. Whoever breaks it is a sinner. The law of God's word. Whoever breaks it is a sinner. There's a law that's written on the heart. We break that law every hour, every minute, every second of every day. Verse 5 right here, 1 John 3, verse 5 says, You know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. In Christ, there's no sin in Him. Whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. According to the word of God, if I have been born again from uncorruptible seed, which is Christ, if Christ is in me and if I'm in Him, if I have been made a brand new creature, if I have been born of God, like Christ told a man named Nicodemus, He said, Know ye not that you must be born again? If I have been, if I am in Christ, when Christ died on that cross, He took every sin that I've ever committed in my life and every sin that I will ever commit till the day I leave this earth. And He took them actually off of me and He put them on Himself, literally. My sins, my very sins. The sins that grieve me and make me feel so guilty and so shamed, my sins became His sins. Because of that, not one of them is on my record. They were on His, which brought Him under condemnation. Therefore He died. He was brought under condemnation, the condemnation of God. Therefore He died. And when He died, all those sins received their wages. The wages of sin is death, and they were all paid in full. And now they're gone. They don't exist. The sins I haven't even committed yet, they don't exist. Not in Christ. In Christ, I have never sinned one day in my life. In Christ, I am the new creature that sinneth not. I can't even hardly understand that, but I believe it because God said it. You've heard that saying, justified, just as if I'd never sinned. That's almost right. Substitution is Christ becoming me, and me becoming Christ. And in Christ I have never sinned. Right here in 1 John 3, verse 6 says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Verse 9 says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Well, back over to our text in Romans 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Walking not after the flesh, but after the Spirit is not the reason anybody's saved. God the Trinity didn't say that person has a holy spiritual walk. Let's save him. No, he didn't say that. The Scripture says nobody can walk. The Scripture says by nature we're all dead, spiritually dead in our trespasses and sins. The Scripture says God elected a people from the foundation of the world. It says Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So that's not the reason or the cause of anybody being saved. But that right there is describing those who are. Describing those who are already in Christ. The flesh is not their master anymore. It's not their leader. It's not their God. Christ is our master. And the Holy Spirit of Christ is our God. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Life in Christ has freed every believer from the law of sin and death. Some people will say, well, you can't go around telling sinners that. You're going to make them want to sin that much more. You tell me, you who are free, is that what the gospel makes you want to do? No. Knowing that produces love in me for Jesus Christ. Love for Him. Verse 3 right here in Romans 8 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. There was nothing wrong with God's law. His perfect law. God's law wasn't weak. My flesh was. I couldn't do it. So Christ did it for me. And when Christ fulfilled it for me, He condemned sin in His own flesh. He condemned sin. Verse 4 says, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In Christ, the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us. That's amazing. We're sinners. You and me, we're sinners. But in Christ, we're justified just like He is. We've never sinned just like He never sinned. In Christ, we're sanctified. We're pure. We're holy. We're set apart just like He is. In Christ, we've honored and satisfied God's law just like He did. In Christ, we're perfect before God. You know what that tells me? We've got to be in Christ. We've got to be in Christ. Let's not assume. Let's all ask. Lord, I'm dead. Save me. Let's all seek. Lord, I'm lost. Find me. Draw me. Let's all knock. Lord, please put me in Christ. Let me in. Please let me in. Please. Please, Lord, for Christ's sake. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless His Word.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.